Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Well, the cattle futures market today got stronger across the board and forged out new highs. We had November feeders, which are winding down at 147.60, up 60 cents. January, March, April, all up about $1.30 to $1.40. The March feeders themselves, you know, the spring contracts are heavily watched this time of year. They're making new highs and the highest level since the spring. You've got to go back all the way to the 1st of May or into April to reach these levels. And if you look at the from the low to the high, how much the market's gone back from September 9th, we've gone about 45 days now, or 16.6%, and about $21 a hundred from that low to today's high. So quite an impressive move there for the feeder cattle. The high back in April was even higher, though. We were 157.62 back on April 18th. So that's another $10 or $11 to go back and touch those highs. But we're well on our way, it looks like. Live cattle are 60 to 90 higher here. December's up 119.87, up 62. The cash market last week looked like it was from 117 to 115. The bulk of them on the lower end of that. But there was some quite strong cash trade. And, of course, it's been being led by the box beef market. Overall, that continues to grind higher. We didn't have midday today because of the holiday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
The corn and bean market today were quite disappointing here. We had corn down 4.5 cents or so. Soybeans were the weakest contract, down 13 to 14. Chicago wheat 3 to 4 lower. Kansas City anywhere from 2 higher to 2 lower. But the beans were the weakest contract, down 13 and a half. These are the lowest levels we've seen since the first part of October. So that's disappointing here, and about 50 cents or so off of the contract highs for the January beans. We're still significantly off the lows as well, but we've sold off significantly in about the last 2 weeks of trading for the soybeans. Of course, Friday we had the USDA report, which was kind of a non-report. They left soybeans virtually unchanged. They did lower the corn yield and production just slightly, which lifted beans to end last week. But today we're having some pretty significant selling. Today's regularly scheduled Monday reports are delayed until tomorrow due to Veterans Day. But we're expected somewhere around 10 or 20% behind on the corn and bean harvested numbers. So we're still behind. Some people are concerned. The market obviously isn't concerned here. And the attention will shift back to the same old talk of the U.S.-China trade war. And then a little bit more South American weather going forward, as it's their growing season down there.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider your financial situation prior to buying or selling futures.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.